I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our /entitled people, where this entitled 16-year-old gets angry at his parents because they are spending more money on his 14-year-old autistic brother than on him. Now, the amazing thing about this first story is that the 16-year-old has actually posted on another subreddit, r/amitheButthole, and he's wondering if he is in the wrong or right for demanding the same amount of money as his autistic younger brother is getting from his parents. It's pretty insane. Have a look at this. Am I the butthole for demanding my parents spend the same amount of money on me that they spend on my autistic brother every month? I am a 16-year-old boy, and I've got an autistic brother who is 14 with lots of medical needs. We don't have a close relationship because of his behavior in general, and my parents, who both work high-paying jobs, have been focusing all their attention on him, which is sort of fine with me, by the way. But here's the problem. My parents were doing some calculating and looking at what they spent on my brother yearly, which was a lot, but they decided to increase their budget for him by dedicating about $400 a month to my brother. The thing is, my allowance is barely $100 a month. I found out and blew up at my parents, asking for equality and to either split the money between me and my brother or make my allowance the same as him. But they told me off, explaining that my brother has medical needs and requires doctor's appointments and medication that they need money for, while I'm perfectly healthy. I pointed out how unfair they have been and how they were obviously playing favorites, causing me to resent my brother and driving a wedge between me and him. But their argument was that I shouldn't hate my brother since the money is going to medication and whatnot, and not clothes and toys. After further arguing, my dad called me an overprivileged, spoiled brat who had no right to demand anything from them, and that I should consider myself lucky I still get $100 allowance when I'm perfectly capable of working if I don't like it so much. I'm now indefinitely grounded for demanding to be treated equally to my brother and pointing out their favoritism. So guys, as you can see, although this was originally posted on r/amitheButthole by this 16-year-old, that just isn't important. Take this post at face value and actually just think about what he's saying. He's annoyed that his autistic younger brother is getting more money for medication and his overall disability than he is getting when he is perfectly healthy. It's unbelievable. I'll be honest, I saw this post just browsing Reddit and I didn't care what subreddit it was posted in. I just had to tell you about it. I think it's insane that someone can be that selfish and that unaware. Yeah, he's only 16, but come on. At 16, you're still very aware of your surroundings and you have some common sense, surely. Come on. I mean, I'm not sure I did when I was that age, but still. You're 16 years old, pal. Your brother has autism. Obviously, there's going to be more money spent on him than on you, a perfectly healthy kid. It really is unbelievable, and I'm not surprised he's been grounded. You do seem extremely entitled. Sorry. Now moving on to our next entitled people post. I was verbally assaulted at a gas station for being old. I'm a retired mid-60s white female who needed gas last Monday before I ran my errands. I stopped at a station near my house that doesn't have a large lot, so parking and turning are cramped. I pulled up to a pump after circling the station twice, looking for an opening. Once I got out my car, I heard someone honking behind me, and I see a young, also white man, about 35 years old, in a big white truck, parked vertically behind me near the curb. When I got to the pump, he yelled at me, "Didn't you see I was in line for that pump?" I said no, and continued to try and put my card in the reader, because he'd startled me. He called me a female dog and told me he was in line. I repeated I didn't realize he was in line, and that is when poop hit the fan. His next words were screaming, "You're too old to be out in public. You should be at home waiting to die, you effing butthole." The next 10 to 15 minutes, he never shut up about how old I was and what a freaking butthole I was. Over and over again and again. He did pull his truck away from the curb and get behind me in line eventually. At this point, he told me in a slightly lower tone than a scream that I'd better hurry the F up. I didn't respond. He repeated it. I said I was retired, I didn't have to hurry up. he said it again. At this point, I was done with him, and I told him, "Oh, I'm so old, my back's bad, my hip and my shoulders. It'll take me 30 to 35 minutes to finish pumping the little bit of gas I need. You'd better start looking for another pump, because you're never getting this one." Well, he did look for another pump, but he backed into the same pump as me, on the other side, and continued to scream and curse me out for another 5 minutes. When he screamed ugly something about my mum, I told him his mother had certainly raised a complete effing butthole. At this point, he told me to do something involving my mouth with a human male genital region. I laughed at him and said, "Not bloody likely, pal." A few points I would like to make. I really didn't see him waiting for the pump. I thought he was parked to the side, waiting on someone to come out the store. If he hadn't immediately started screaming and cursing at me, I may well have moved. While I wasn't scared and was actually kind of amused at his childish hissy fit, I tried not to respond to his accusations. I don't know why he thought I had no business being in public because I'm older. Maybe he just hates his grandmas. I wasn't afraid because there were at least 20 people at the station, and we were the center of attention. He was loud as anything. I'm also Irish and Scottish, so it's sort of like picking a fight with a honey badger. You might win, but I'm gonna do some damage. I was just playing with him, seeing how worked up I could get him. He's never gonna get to retire. His blood pressure and anger issues are gonna take him out before he's 50. Oh my god. After I finished pumping, I slowly got into my car, buckled my seatbelt, turned up my radio, and slowly drove off, with him screaming obscenities at me the whole time. I never looked back. Guys, this is my first post on Reddit, so be kind, please. I'm a widow and I have been for 11 years. I've always fought my own battles, and as my dad used to say about me, I take a little bit of rubbish from my dad, a lot from my husband, and nothing off of anybody else. That is how he raised me. Yo, shout out this grandma, by the way. What a badass. She just doesn't care. I love it. Getting abused by some random Donny in public? She doesn't care at all. Go and screw yourself, pal. She's got all the time in the world. She's retired, doesn't have to rush anywhere, taking her time, chilling. Screw at me all you want, pal. I don't care. Unbelievable. As for this bloke, abusing random old ladies in public because of their age. Pretty good, mate. You keep doing that. What a good human you seem to be. Now for our next post. Thanksgiving guests brought to-go containers, put them next to their plates at the table, and casually filled them up throughout the meal while acting like it was perfectly normal. Oh my god, what a title. My boyfriend's cousin brought her mother, her boyfriend, and his two kids in their late 20s over for Thanksgiving. We've celebrated a few holidays with them at the cousin's house over the last few years, but our conversations have always been strictly small talk. We don't really know them well, but they seem like nice people. They didn't do this at the cousin's house, at least not in our presence, so it was a surprise. We had no problem inviting them. This was their first time at our house. But yeah, these folks apparently thought that doing this was okay. Nobody said a word about it. The only thing that I could think of to say was, "What the heck are you doing, you idiots?" But I couldn't bring myself to say it in front of a bunch of old people at Thanksgiving. If that was me and my mum or dad was at the table, they would have been the first to say something to me. And they wouldn't have said it privately or nicely, regardless of my age. This dad did a very bad job of pretending not to notice it. The cousin and her mum were clearly embarrassed but did nothing. Oh, and they went into the fridge without asking. Again, these are basically acquaintances in someone's house for the first time. They got lots of side eye from everyone at the table, but that was it. I was actually hoping that one of my boyfriend's aunties would tell them off. It would have been very entertaining. At first, I was mad at myself for not saying anything, but now I'm glad I didn't. We see these people twice a year for a couple of hours at the very most. We still had plenty of food, and I would have given them what they took anyway. The old folks really enjoy getting together again, and I'm glad I didn't ruin it. They're never setting foot in this house again though, obviously. Oh, and here we go, a little update as well from OP. Just had a call from the cousin. One of my boyfriend's aunties let the two entitled twits have it on the way home. They probably thought they were safe from their dad because they drove her separately, but they made the grave mistake of offering to drive a couple of the aunties home, which makes them not all bad, I agree. I'm sure they are accused of being raised by wolves. These ladies don't have much of a filter, and they're tough to stop once they get going. The cousin is a normal person, so of course she apologized and agreed that the dad should have spoken up. I didn't ask why he didn't. This is the first time he's done anything I disagreed with in the 6 years we've known him, so I'm giving him a pass. Yeah, that's got to be one of the strangest things I've ever heard. Especially given that, yes, as OP said, they were pretty likely to get some leftovers after everyone had finished anyway. You know, especially with Thanksgiving, there's loads of food usually to go around, and OP's not going to want to keep all of it for themselves. It would probably go off. There's too much to eat, you know, just in that household alone. They would have offered it out, as they said. Imagine that, though. You've cooked a massive, amazing meal, spent loads of money on the food, loads of time and hard work and effort has gone into its preparation, and then you see someone not just eating the meal, but also shoveling some into what? Some Tupperware or some to-go containers? Like, what is with that? That is so, so strange. Should he just eat your food first, then afterwards do that? Not at the same time. What absolute savages?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And now for our final post of today's r/entitledpeople episode. Aunt wants me to work for free. I am skilled at genealogy and research. Because of this, I've helped attorneys and funeral homes help track down next of kin when people have passed. I've also helped people find their birth families. A lot of times, I've done this on a volunteer basis. But because it's becoming more time consuming and it requires me to pay for subscription services, I've begun charging small fees for my time and to cover those subscription costs. If I can't find what people are looking for, I only charge for what I did find, which may be helpful in the future. Again, I keep costs low. A couple of weeks ago, my aunt asked me to help find a long lost cousin. I told her no problem, but it would be $60, which she complained about. She then said that she would do it herself, then asked me how I do it. I told her about the websites I use, and she complained they would all charge her to sign up. And she then asked me for my login info. I told her no, that's part of the reason I charge. It's not free for me to do this, and it also uses my time and skill set knowing how to properly utilize family trees and other records. She's still mad about it, and complaining to any family member that will listen, and calling me a big snoop. Yeah, I do snoop, but she wants to benefit for free from my snooping skills. I mean, come on, lady, how hypocritical is that? First of all, you're asking this person to do some work for you. That's completely fine. Then you want it for free. Not as fine. Then, when they say no, you start trashing on the work that you wanted them to do for you in the first place, calling it snooping when you asked them to do that. I don't understand that. Just because you can now not have something doesn't mean you have to start abusing it. That makes no sense. And if anything, it's just quite funny. I mean, whatever you do, OP, please do not end up doing this for free. Please. Yes, the subscriptions cost money and stuff, and I get that you charge for that. But realistically, it's the skills that are the things that you're really charging for. And to be honest, $60 is not a lot of money for what you're doing. If you think about the benefit of what your aunt could get for this, $60 is really just a little bit of change. She really should be paying that. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this video on screen. You guys seem to be really enjoying it right now, and it's getting a lot of views per day. So yeah, if you haven't checked it out already, go and watch it. If you're new to the channel, hit this button as well. Subscribe, turn notifications on. It will make me happy and it'll make me feel amazing. So thank you. And I will see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.